This is a review of Mishnah Brura Siman Reish Mem Tes. We're in the middle of Siyif Dalet. Previously, the Mechaber had said that if you're fasting on Erev Shabbos, then you should finish the fast until Teis HaKochavim, even though you already accepted Shabbos upon yourself. Now, the Ramah is going to quote a Deya that argues. So the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim De'lo Yashlim. There are those who say you should not finish the fast. When you finish davening, you can eat. And Mishnah Brura points out this is referring to even after Plag HaMincha. This is accepted Shabbos when it's Shaykh to accept Shabbos. I'll be the halachos of Tosefes Shabbos. Therefore, you have the right to eat at that time. Lachin, the Tainus Yachid lo Yashlim. Right? Therefore, if it's a Tainus Yachid, so you don't have to complete the fast. As soon as you accept Shabbos, you can eat. The Tov Lefarish came Bishas Kabbalah Satainus. But it's best to state this explicitly at the time that you accepted the fast the day before, that you're only going to fast until you accept Shabbos. So Tainus Tzibur, Yashlim. But if it's a Tainus Tzibur, then you actually should fast, like the Mechaber said, until Tzeis HaKochav V'Hachinog, and this is the commonly accepted custom. The Mishnah Brura over here in Sivkan Chafav, just elaborating on the Ramah a little bit, he says the Yesh Omrim actually holds it doesn't matter what kind of a fast is, Tainus Yachid or Tainus Tzibur, you are allowed to stop fasting when you accept Shabbos upon yourself. But the Ramah is making a pshara that on a Tainus Yachid you can go like the Yesh Omrim and be Mekel, on a Tainus Tzibur you should be Machmir like those who say you have to wait until Teis HaKochav. But Sivkat and Chav Beis, Mishnah Brura just gives a couple of examples of a Tainus Yachid, that if you, like we pointed out earlier in the Siman, that you fast Erev Shabbos, or you fast Yom Kippur Katan of Erev Rosh Chodesh, or you're fasting for a Yahrzeit or something like that. These are all examples of a Tainus Yachid. And then when we said that you should go until Teis HaKochavim, so he says that... that what about a tainus chalom? So in back in the Mechaber, who tainus chalom, sarach lesanas at Teis HaKochavim. If it's a tainus chalom, then everybody agrees that you go until Teis HaKochavim. And the Mishnah Brura and Chav Gimel just points out that this is even according to the Yesh Omrim, that since it's even mutter, as we'll see later, it's even mutter if you had a bad dream to fast a tainus chalom on Shabbos itself. You could start fasting Shabbos morning, therefore, it's certainly mutter to complete the fast going into Shabbos from Friday.